Part 4. Resolving the Outer and Inner Crises. Chapter 17. Cycles and Prophecies at the End of the Age. The 13 Years' War. A major political event on December 5, 1453, quickly became the inciting incident for the 13 Years' War, which officially started with a formal declaration of war 2 months later. By this point in time, the political climate in Europe had become extremely tense. Prussian cities and states were being heavily taxed by the Teutonic Knights. They were being forced, under pain of torture, imprisonment, and death, to pay large fees for the privilege of selling the crops they grew on their own farms. This was causing them real economic pain, and it was only getting worse and worse. Families were suffering. Children were starving. The people were groaning under the weight of oppression. In 1453, there was no separation between church and state. The Prussian cities and states needed to appeal to Frederick III, the Holy Roman Emperor, if they wanted these taxes repealed. However, by December 5, 1453, Frederick had refused to give them an answer for well over a year. Frederick did not want to tell the Prussian Confederation that he had no interest in helping them solve their conflict with the Germans, as this was likely to trigger a major conflict. However, on December 5, 1453, Frederick was forced to admit that he would do nothing to help them. This was the inciting incident that started the 13 Years' War against Germany's Teutonic Knights. Bush loses to Clinton within 31 days of the war in the previous cycle. The Teutonic Knights' fate was sealed on this very day, December 5, 1453. They just didn't know it yet. When we look ahead 539 years into the future, we have December 5, 1992. This was just 1 month, 31 days, after George H.W. Bush lost the presidential election to the Democratic candidate, William Jefferson Clinton. This was the first time the Republican neoconservative faction of the cabal had lost an election to a Democratic rival since 1980. George H.W. Bush had been either vice president or president of the United States for 12 years by the time Clinton prevailed. Once Bush lost the reins of executive power, the scope of what the neoconservative faction could accomplish was significantly reduced. This 8-year gap in Republican political dominance gave the Democratic opposition some time to begin mounting a counterattack, as we will see. That being said, I do not believe that Republicans are bad and Democrats are good. The cabal has penetrated the American government on many different levels, and there are good guys and bad guys on both sides. Both parties have been compromised to varying degrees. Therefore, the best way to view this conflict is to see it as a modern battle between warring factions in the cabal. However, as they fight against each other and weaken each other, the cabal's overall ability to do harm is reduced. Clinton's healthcare reform synchronizes with Prussian-Polish alliance. The 13 Years' War was triggered shortly after Frederick blatantly refused to help the Prussian Confederation on December 5, 1453. George H.W. Bush lost the presidential election within 31 days of this event in our own cycle. Once we examine the full context, it definitely seems that the Prussian Confederation synchronizes with the Clinton administration, and the Teutonic Knights synchronize with the neocon faction. The Prussian Confederation knew they needed help fighting the nemesis in order to stop their people from being robbed and terrorized. The German Teutonic Knights were too powerful, and the Prussian Confederation couldn't fight them alone. Everyone in Europe was being hurt by these painful taxes and lethal threats, but old animosities had stopped them from realizing they had a common enemy. During this time, Poland was the big heavyweight. The Prussian Confederation could not win a war against the Germans without Poland's help. In our new cycle, Poland seems to synchronize with the U.S. Congress, a much larger legislative group with senators and representatives from all 50 states. Clinton could not win the battle for healthcare reform without the help of the U.S. Congress. The Prussian Confederation could not win the battle for tax reform without the help of the Polish Kingdom. In January 1454, associates from the Prussian Confederation, led by Johannes von Basin, approached Casimir IV, the King of Poland, and asked him to absorb their entire alliance into the Polish Kingdom. By pooling their resources, they had a real chance to choke off the Germans from their main source of profits, namely the huge taxes they were imposing upon the people with violent force. The Polish king was willing to talk it over, but he wanted them to discuss it with him in a more formal meeting so they could work out the details. This initial meeting between Casimir IV, von Basin, and his Prussian Confederation associates took place in January 1454. In our own cycle, this becomes January 1993. Clinton was not sworn into office until January 20th, 1993, and his very first priority was to attack the healthcare industry for its exorbitant price gouging and corruption. Derek Bach of Harvard University reveals the trouble that Clinton encountered in this process. Quote, Clinton made healthcare reform a centerpiece of his campaign platform. True to his word, he moved quickly to address the issue by announcing early in 1993 that he would assemble a task force of experts to review the subject and construct a plan that he could propose to Congress. End quote. Bill Clinton's wife Hillary was named to head the Healthcare Reform Task Force on January 25, 1993. Prussia first approached the Polish king to discuss this hitherto unprecedented alliance that same month, 539 years earlier. The first in-person meetings were only 3 days apart. Clinton got his first in-person meeting with Congress to seek a formal alliance for healthcare reform on February 17, 1993. On February 20, 1454, just 3 days later in the previous cycle, von Basin and the Prussian Confederation got their first in-person meeting with Polish King Casimir IV to discuss a formal alliance. This is one of the closest time locks we've seen yet. Their negotiations were finalized, and the Prussian delegates formally pledged allegiance to the king as of March 6, 1454. Clinton did not have as much luck in our own cycle, at least in terms of the specific issue of healthcare reform. On March 8, 1993, the New York Times published the article, quote, Looking for Alliance, Clinton Courts the Congress Nonstop, end quote. Clinton's healthcare reform package never did pass in the 1990s, although he did manage to develop a cooperative alliance with Congress in other ways. The Obama administration, with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, did finally pass the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act on March 22, 2010, fully 17 years later. This shows how long this war has raged on. The neoconservative-driven media has dubbed this new plan Obamacare and has presented it to the people as if it is one of the most diabolically evil acts ever committed by the U.S. government. As of March 21, 2013, congressional Republicans had made 37 different attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. A long battle without any major success. After the Prussian Confederation formed an alliance with Poland in 1454, they had a long, difficult fight. For the next 8.5 years, they struggled in vain to defeat Germany, but could not. In our own cycle, Clinton was consistently dogged by Republican-fueled scandals during his administration, including the Monica Lewinsky scandal, when he was ultimately forced to admit to having sex with an intern in the Oval Office. The all-is-lost moment in the Lewinsky scandal came when Clinton paid $550,000 to Paula Jones on November 13, 1998, in an obvious admission of guilt. Johannes von Basen, the head of the Prussian alliance, died November 9, 1459, at Marienburg Castle, and was succeeded by his brother. These events are only 4 days apart in the 539-year cycle. I have not yet been able to find any image of von Basen, but I suspect he looked very similar to Clinton. A prophecy of the 2000 election crisis and beyond. 8 years after Clinton won his first presidential victory, his administration hoped to remain in power by having Vice President Al Gore run for office. In a very surreal series of events, the race between George W. Bush and Al Gore was so tight that a winner could not be determined. The entire nation held its breath from November 5th straight through until December 13th, when Gore conceded to Bush after the Supreme Court voted in Bush's favor. Not long after, the final vote tallies from Florida revealed that Gore actually won the 2000 presidential election by popular vote. But by that point, it was too late. On November 24, 2000, 19 days before this conflict was resolved, I realized that I had already posted an accurate prophecy of the outcome on my website, embedded within a psychic reading I had done myself. I first started doing readings on November 10, 1996, and had many astonishingly accurate prophecies, but this was the first major one that I had clearly published in advance on my website before it came true. I had very little awareness of what I was saying as the words were being spoken, but followed a strict protocol of praying that only the highest and purest forms of guidance would come through. This prophecy was originally posted within a larger set of readings on June 23, 1999. The link to the original content was preserved by archive.org on October 2, 1999, and can be found near the bottom of the main page as Global Politics Part 3. I rediscovered these prophecies on November 24, 2000, and wrote, "Prophecy, 2000 Election Crisis Predicted in 1999, that same day." The reading itself was conducted on June 17, 1999, at 9:21 a.m. The exact wording of the election prophecy was as follows, quote, "The vice president looks at this as being partly his own authorship, while not realizing that he is completely naked. The interim period decides the next victor." End quote. I was quite astonished when I read this in the midst of the election crisis. I did not want to see George W. Bush win, but this prophecy clearly said Gore was completely naked. It also indicated there would be an interim period, an extended wait, before the next victor of the presidential election would be announced. Further support for this perspective was given in a very deep reading I pulled in on April 22, 1999 at 4:13 a.m. and published on April 29, 1999. The Internet Archive has a time-encoded snapshot of my homepage from May 8, 1999, shortly after this content was published as ET Government Speaks on Kosovo Issue.